it could have been my son, which was more the point for me, because my son's 20, and that was totally the connection for me.
I'm just an American boy, raised on MTV, and I've seen all the kids in the soda pop bands, but none of them look like me.
When I was 20 years old, I'd been in Nashville about 6 months when I turned 20, and I wasn't done yet. You know, I was out on my own, and nobody could legally tell me what to do, but I made some bad decisions, and I embraced a lot of things that I don't embrace anymore. 20-year-olds aren't done yet. They're still a work in progress.
I shall God, but God, if my daddy could see me now, chains around my feet.
I think John Walker Lind is a phenomenon that only could have happened in America. I don't think it could have happened anyplace else. His stories, I mean, he's from Marin County. He was taught that it was okay to be open and experimental about spirituality. His mother was practicing Buddhist, and he was listening to hip-hop. He came to Islam through hip-hop in a roundabout way. He was listening to music that got him in touch with what was essentially a black culture, and then Malcolm X came out, the Spike Lee film, and he saw it, and his mother told him, well, you know, you ought to read the book that's based on, the autobiography of Malcolm X, which me and everybody else my age that thinks the way I do cut their teeth on. So that skipped him over all of the nationalism, which he couldn't relate to anyway because he was white, to Islam. And that's fascinating to me.
And death been there, we are alive for the present, prepared for our martyrdom. But Allah has some other plan.
John Walker Lind is a scapegoat, and anyone that denies that's being less than realistic. We couldn't get Osama bin Laden, so we decided we were going to do this kid, and we did him, and it bothers me.
I shall do, la ilaha.